Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has been running the Minutia Interoperability Exchange Test, known as MINEX, for almost a decade. MINEX is a fingerprint performance test based around a standard template that encodes minutia points. It measures the performance of fingerprint matching software. Patrick Grother is a computer scientist and researcher at NIST.
Minutia points are extracted from your fingerprint ridge structure by automated algorithms from an image that's collected on a standard fingerprint sensor. The minutia points, the arrangement of the minutia points, turns out to be a good biometric. MINEX is a program to measure the accuracy of algorithms that both produce minutia point templates from images and that match them against other templates. So this is for one-to-one authentication of somebody who would place a fingerprint on a sensor and be authenticated against a standard minutia record previously collected. The reason MINEX is necessary is because different algorithms that would find minutia points in fingerprint images behave slightly differently, and they encode fingerprint minutia points differently. Because two different algorithms have to interoperate, there's a requirement to have them behave in the same way, and we quantify that in a performance test, which is what MINEX is.
MINEX is a measurement metrology service that's provided for free. The test is ongoing.
It's an open test. We have large sequestered sets of images at NIST in our secure lab here, and we invite worldwide for free algorithms to be submitted to NIST as software libraries. We then execute that software on our images, and we allow corporations or universities or any organization worldwide to send us an algorithm no more frequently, I think, than 90 days, every 90 days. And then we run the algorithm and we evaluate its performance. We formulate a group of algorithms that are mutually interoperable, meaning an algorithm from company X can produce a template and it can be matched against templates from company Y. That mutual interoperable group is then posted to our website. If the algorithms do not succeed at that matching operation, then we don't post the algorithm to the interoperable group. So this qualifies an algorithm as being capable of doing minutia exchange interoperably.
MINEX was born out of a Homeland Security presidential directive. HSPD 12 was signed in 2004, mandating a government-wide credential. The Identity Smart Card is carried by all federal employees and contractors.
That smart card is equipped with various mechanisms for authentication of employees, one of which is biometrics with fingerprints. A decision had to be made in 2004, 2005 about whether to use a fingerprint image on the card or whether to use a fingerprint template on the card. Under the requirement from HSPD 12 that the biometric be interoperable and standard. And so because the image was considered to be too large to put on a smart card at the time for authentication, the mechanism chosen was the fingerprint template, which is just a few hundred bytes of information. Given that it was a template and given that algorithms process fingerprint images to make templates differently, we needed a quantitative support in place to assure that we had an interoperable card across the U.S. government.
The test results are used in two ways. One is to form the interoperable group of providers. The other is to evaluate how accurate and capable the fingerprint algorithms are.
Any organization worldwide that's involved in fingerprint recognition with standard templates is able to look at our posted results and say, aha, I would like to engage this set of providers, for example. The government of India at the moment is involved in a large authentication of its citizens in various civil applications, and they use standard minutia templates also. And so they would have an interest in how well algorithms process fingerprint templates.
When a vendor submits an algorithm to NIST, it's evaluated and the results are posted as they're completed.
these are reasonably precise measurements of recognition accuracy based on the standard template. The numbers are posted and can be interpreted sort of freely by end users. We updated the specifications for the biometrics for the U.S. government ID card about a year ago. Those specifications included an additional level of authentication performance that would be required for fingerprint algorithms. And we anticipate updating the MinEx specification in the months ahead.
NIST also conducts similar tests for other biometric measurements.
We conduct accuracy tests around iris recognition, face recognition, fingerprint recognition with standard templates, that's MinEx, fingerprint recognition with fully proprietary templates, which is a closed vendor-defined representation. That's a different test that we run. Also in a speaker verification. Right now, we only run fingerprint tests in an ongoing way. That will change shortly with an ongoing face recognition test.
Patrick Grother is a NIST researcher and scientist working on the MinEx project. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.